Okay, everybody, say good morning. We're going to continue today on the chiyuvim that are under the suba and the shibudim of Baal Ishtoi. One of them is a shibud which requires the isha to be meinik the bina. And the Gemara raises the possibility of a clash here. Or the reverse. He amaris shaloi lahenik, lomar lahenik, vi amaris shaloi lahenik mahu. So the Gemara, oops, let's put that back if you don't mind, please. The Gemara raises the question of an isho that does not want to be manik espina, but the Baal wants to. Is she required to do so or not? The Gemara goes through a discussion here and raises the basic hakira is kol hechad alav orcha shemin la he orcha v'hu lav orcha mai basar di day of lina basar di daz linan u pashtinan la meha. And the Gemara goes on to try to be patient this sugya, having established that the theme that the halacha has to follow is urcha. If the derech of first in general, and then specifically the benois mishpachta is in fact to be meinik, so then that is darko bekach, and she's mechuyev to do so, and she can't claim that this is unusual for her. But if the derech is not to, then she is exempt. And this would be a reasonably straightforward halacha. But Rabbeinu Avner Miluyim asks a very sharp akasha. Why do we need this svara of urcha? We had a previous mishnah, Daf Nun Tesamet Beis, which talks about hachnosas shefachos. And the Gemara there says, if the Isha was machnis to shvachos with her, she's ptura to be menik the bina. What's the reason for this? Because the Isha, whose machnis to shvachos is coming from a wealthy family, and she is therefore considered to be an Isha chashuva, she has mishareses, that is a umdana, that she is not dark alainikas, but not, because wealthy women were not necessarily manic. As we know from Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a profession of manikais. So l'chaira, we already have established this fact in our Mishnah. Why am I raim chalik on this? The Mishnah clearly says is, the question is, dark o b'kachana? Here's the ktais in front of you. It's nothing to do with the fact that it establishes the wealth. The site of the Petor, Achnasis Shevachais, has nothing to do with Urcha. It's a Metzias. The Shevachais stay in her position. And the Shevachais, in fact, can be Menik. Varaya, Lashna Rambam. The Rambam says, Haila Shte Shevachais, Einem Nikas Peneh. Clearly, Shainais and Rabbeinu HaRambam, who tells you that the Ptur is that the Shifch itself is Aymed B'Makam De'isha, and she's Menik. Adkan Kushas Avnei Miluim. In order to understand possible truths to this, we need to understand that there are several Shitais in the Rishainim and Achrainim, as in the Ptur of Achnasis Shivchais, why she is Pater Lehonik. The Avnei Miluim that we just saw, and other Rishayin Rabbeinu Shimshon hold, as we saw, and as L'chari the Lashon the Rambam, that the Shvachis are Medes b'Makayim Isha, and the Shvachis are do the actual job of being Menik. The second is Shitas HaRitva, that the Baal married her, Amnas Kain, that she shouldn't do menial work, because he thought he was marrying a rich girl. Here's Lashon of the Ritva. He brings the Rabbeinu Shimshon first, which is a Rishon Mekar for Shittas Avnei Miluim. And then he says his Om Pshat. Yesh Leimar. Tekim Nechnislai B'dedunyam Nechstun Olov Yesh Eschus Behem. Whom Chayav Zayim Am Naskei Nechnasa. Kilo Beferish Mish Adamish Shehi Patahim Imalachas Ilu. Interestingly enough, the Ritva quotes the Rambam as saying this Shita. But there's another pshat. That pshat is the Lashon of Rabbeinu Hara'ah. Rabbeinu Hara'ah goes back to Urcha, and the Ra'ah says, such a Isha, which means a Isha who is wealthy, is Lav Urcha Lases Malachis Fila. So, Nachamal, we have the organizing the Shittas here. We have the Avnei Miluim, which seems to track Shittas Rabbeinu Shimshon. Rabbeinu Shimshon is moving the Ritva, that's the Rash Mishans. The Ptur of Shachais is Shayev Dafk of the Isha's Chayev, to be mazing them. Not when the Baal is Chayev Lezayna. And the Ritva is Chelik on the Rabbeinu Shimshon, and he holds that the Petur de Shvachis has nothing to do with the Chiyav of the Baal's requirement to be amazing. The time of the Petur is Al Das Kain Nasa. He married her, Al Das Kain, that should be a wealthy girl, and therefore the Baal is Mekabel on himself that the Isha should be Pater Mimalacha, and therefore there's no Shibur on either side. The third Shita is Shitas Rabbeinu Hara'ah, who holds the tour is Lav Erech Ara for Isha to do this of this standing. She gets to sit in her vaulted day room, and not to any malacha. Dafik after b'din nas masideh the baal, even though she should be required to go to work. Fish isha elevated and iredes. Isha only goes up in status. Kivin she chashuva shem mechnes le'abar shvacha yisruili potter. She's so chashuv and she's bringing in such a big crew, so therefore she has lav erech arav who to do manual work, not manual. Kriin the gama gemara. This is the derech. So Rabbi, so we have three mahalchim in the tam of the poor of Shvachis. I'm the Miluim, which Mekairai in Rabbeinu Shimshon at the Shvachis are in Medes B'makai Me'isha. This seems to be the Lashon of the Rambam too. The Das HaRitva Shal Das Kain Nasa, and Das Ra'ah, the Lav Erech Alalasis Nalach. These are the three Shittas in Rishayna. What's enough community between these three Shittas? So, Ravam Erlanger, the Berchus of Ram, the Chorayna Lebracha, was nifted only a short time ago. One of his many sadistic Sfarim, which he writes shortly but very powerfully. He says, enough gemina in the tam of the Ptur of Shvachais would be a Baal was an Isha. And he himself can buy many Shvachais. If the tam is Lev Lerech Ara, so that still stays. This is also Lav Ara Baal. According to other timing, if the Baal is able to bring in a crew of Shvachais, she shouldn't be Potter. And in fact, Tosis itself declares whether the Ptur of Shivcha is Shaykh if the Baal is wealthy. And Taisus itself says the Patur is dependent on the reason, the whether or not it will be Patur depends on the reason of the Patur Shvachis. I cannot be able to do all of it, but look in line 5. Is that given to Usher and Derek to each of Tas Milachis Elu? The Chenshit is a Rambam, and Blitz of Shivcha Achas, Ashes of Shivcha Yashayle Momik, they look to men of Shivcha Achas, Enem Mitaneches. Rechol Machas Lu, Lamashim Shimin, come, we come to Yashay Shuv and Dark of the. And then he raises the question we raised earlier. So the Rambam here seems to indicate that it's Ena Derek Shisha Isa Malacha. And he tells you, because it's dependent on the wealth status of the woman. The problem is, Rambam seemed to be not on the same track. I don't want to call this a stira. Not on the same track what he said earlier. In the Rambam, Shtei Shvachais, he says, Ena Manikas Bina. That's not the reason. Because she brought the Shifra to be Manik. So we seem to have a little bit of inconsistency in the Shita Sarambam. Rabbeinu Mishlo Melech, who's writing, of course, many centuries before Rav Ellinger, is Mechadish the Ptur of Shvachais. It's only applicable if the Shvachis belonged to her at the time of the marriage. If there was an acquisition after the fact, that doesn't create the Ptur. Now, you have to shrink it a little bit. There you go. Masha Kasher Ben Lo B'Shasas Nils Shvachis L'Kuch My Disa Gemara Tanech Shislai Shematz Mishalai Mishamalach makes the Diak and the Rambam. I feel comrade, I feel achnasun. I should kill any kaidim nasa usher patur the oily man read it because she's always going up. And he says, therefore, the chilik is whether the luzir b'shas soon or not. This question of when the shvachis have to be in the asset grouping, the chayra is another nafkamina for the shitas of the Ptur. According to Ritva, who holds the Svar al-Das Kain Nasa, obviously, it's only if the Shvachis were there, Shas Nasuin, al-Das Kain Nasa, Shas Nasuin. According to Ravna Miluim, who holds that the Ptamad of Ptur is because the Shvachis are doing the Manika, or according to the Ra, then there's no Chilik. Because by definition, the manika is not going to happen for at least 9 months after the nisuin. So the manik job, part of the job, doesn't kick in until many months later. So obviously, why do we need her to have these shvachais, shas nisuin, and the same for lav erichara? But the ritva has another mahalach here, which we have to take a look at. Ritva, back on Dafnun Tes, is done legabe isha that was machnis many shvachais and she's potter mimalacha. But as the psychology of well-thinking people are, she doesn't want to sit around bottle because you know bottle leads to bad outcomes. So she does a little bit of work. Lezheimer. This is lashon of the Gemara. Fluch nasa mishas kaifa lasan b'tzemer shabatelu meveir leizima. Even if she brought in many, many shvachais from lezer holes, it's not good for a woman to have nothing to do because bad outcomes come from this, and therefore he can require to do light work. She doesn't have to schlep things, but tzemer is light work. Says the Ritva, pir shura b'isai sha'enit kaifa lasan shir niskala kamon. She's not required to do the work table. That is a heavy amount of work that she has to produce every day. She should work a couple hours a day. What she does do is now, why, said Ritva, because even though it's In a sense, it's make work, but this make work is not worse than hadafa shalidei adchak. It requires to the baal. The hadafa is the overage which is created through difficulty, but nevertheless belongs to the baal. Afagafta of the mitzayin of shalai b'chiyu. Said the ritual of dafka. Why? The overage over the on the table, which over what she's required to produce, given she mechiyavas lasli ikar masiyadeh, since the ikar is a requirement, so what came afterwards, the adafa is a tafel on top of the ikar, and they gave him the adafa in addition to the ikar. Havel bezu, in this make work to protect from zima, Shura said, "Dini b'tur mini ikar." She doesn't have to really work at all. She was machnas enough shvachay that she'd put it totally. So it's only a takana according to Rabbi Eliezer for other purposes. So he tavli zima mashal yisai salatzma. She's allowed to keep what she wants. Kach nerali and their halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So we have a two mahalachim here. The Ritva on one hand starts with saying that it belongs to him because finished erigu not worse than adafa, and he said no lavdafka. This is lad, adafa is dependent on the underlying work. This is simply a new creation to protect from zima that we allow him to keep it, that we allow her to keep it. So in one of the Lamdashi Yeshivish Svarim, he says, this is another nafkemina, which is totally on the time of Torah Shvachos. And he says, the Ritva is l'shitasai. The Ritva holds, as we remember earlier, that the time of Torah Shvachos is al das keinasa. And therefore, the Ritva says, Medina is part of Mikal Iker Chayvis Malacha. But according to the time that Shvacha is Ayam Medas Bim Kaima, then there's no Ptur Iker Chayvis Malacha. She's Mikayim the Chayvis through Shvacha is. Lafize, the Baal Azrecha is what she does, even though she's only the Mshem Zimba. So again, Ritva Shita Asai. Al das mem nasa, so Mikra didn't she's potter from any chavis molacha? Because when he married her, he knew that she was a wealthy girl, and her family women don't work. But if the time is because the shvachis are a medes bim kaima, as them nimlim learns, so there's no tour from chavis molacha. About she's chayev, just she has like sort of shlichim. She's chayev in molacha. Said the Amni Malim, she's chayav in Malacha, but she's allowed to send the Shvachis to do what she has to do. I can make half that can be manic for her. And therefore, I'm a Zay, then the Baal should be able to get even what she's doing only because, even if it's only because of Rabbi Eliezer's Takana Mishum Zima. So we have three Nafkaminas here, as to what the Lumdus behind the Ptur Shvachos is. Let's conclude here with another Mahalach. Rashi, Shirui Lahachnis. Yeah, you want to see it inside here? We can see maybe Minarit Vitzat Shlishi, Manas Kem Nasa. Okay, and he says, the Ritva is Lashitasai. Go to the next page. Okay, you see, it's an arichas here which goes through all the shitas. And he says, you go here to the left side, Venera. So the taima, left side, sideline paragraph, there you go. Time of the Rav Shimshon, that the shvachos are imedes b'mkoyma al chaytza b'chakra yesh al mezed arim chiyavus b'emes rikur. She's really b'mashid b'chuyu. I put my shvachos. The shvachos are imedes b'mkoyma. And as the lashon of the Gemara is, he has now a itza b'charikoi. She's taking other woman is taking her place. Rakhla ritva ba'at. Many times, it's as if he was makabel that she shouldn't work. No, it's not true. Who tonight? Last line. Okay, this is if you go down to the bottom of the page. Keep on going. That's the bottom. Okay. I thought we'd be able to learn this footnote, but we were not going to have time. Let's go to this Rashi here that you just showed, Pesach. Rashi in the Sugya says, on the words of the Gemara, Shuri Chulach Lahachnis. The Gemara says, Loich Nisalay Mamish, Al Kibin Shuruya Lahachnis, Afapi Shalai Hichnisa. So Rashi says, Shechnisa Nedunya Rabba, she brought in a lot of cash. So she didn't actually bring in live shvachais. She brought in $1 million. V'yesh k'day l'mevi'a Nedunya zul d'knes miktsas or shvachais v'hachnis l'shamsha. Rashi says it's such a big Nedunya that even a portion of the Nedunya could be available for shvachais. Doesn't have to bring the shvachais. Could be available for shvachais. This is how Rashi explains the lashon ruya l'hachnis. Rabbeinu Rajab has a different pshat. He says, even if she doesn't have money to buy shvachais, but she is an isha chashuva, that such an isha chashuva normal would have shvachais, as was the norm in those days, and therefore her family's bonos are not ragel to do malacha, she's pater. Nothing to do with the actual cash brought in to acquire shvachis. Let's see the Rajman side, and this will be the final nafkamina, lefida shitas of the Rishayim. Amar afchana, leich nisle mamish, given shur lechanis hapish, leich nisle pirish rashi, leich nisle shivka mamish, she brought in the cash. Said the Rav, "Vayinu Machlover." Sorry, Mechilas Kavod Rashi. I don't agree with this. Dim came my tiny that Malchiyach Hashechnis Lemachas Shematzos Lebetayt Beisai. Lay down, Reser of Chana. Can't be. Doesn't shim with the lashon of the Gemara. That according to Rashi, that there's no shvachis at all, just cash. Only Hachag Gomer. Lay Shechnis Lemamish Bein Shivcha Bein Shavishivcha. Not that she brought in either a shivcha or even cash. Nothing. She came with nothing. But she comes from a Chobotika family. We're talking about here a case where he's Chashev, and therefore she shouldn't, his wife doesn't work. The Gemara is trying to prove the site of Oile Imai Venu Redis. So if she comes from Ishach Shuva, but she was chashuv but poor, and therefore she didn't come in with cash, and he came, and he's a Ish Mechubad, and his wife doesn't work, she's Pater. And Rashi brings a raya from Yerushalmi. Am Rav Shmuel Yitzchak Seif Dav Achnisa Filu Rui Lachnos Bada. And the Rashi says the Yerushalmi ties it to the principle of Ayla Imai and Yeredes Imai. We can now move farish. Close Rui Lachnos Klaim Rashi Nechbedes She'ein B'nais B'shpach To Oysers Ela Machnisir Tachtem Afi Ein Oysa De Ein Yeredes Imai. And then the Rashi says the second pshat. This is the pshat that we're focusing on. First pshat is that he's mechubit. The second pshat says the Rashi, she's mechubit. Really, kindness means she's mechubit. She nichbedes. Shem nice b'shpach to oisus hamachnisa shivcha tachtayen. Afi ain't a oisa daniel redes. Even she's not even bringing the shivcha in because she's coming from a mechubitika mishpach. Say the achrayim. This is Vaitatoli in the time of Torah Shvachas. The Rashba holds the time is Kislav Erech Aretz Adu Malacha. And therefore, as we saw earlier in the Shita of the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah and the Rashba were contemporaries in Beis Midrashim in Barcelona, Talmidim of the Ramban. So, not a chiddush that they're both tracking on the same. And therefore, the Rashi will hold this svara, that's Lava Erchara. And therefore, Anisha Chashuva's Pater, not, she doesn't need the actual Shvachais to be Pater. She does need to be such a person. That's Lava Erchara, and therefore she's Pater. Lava Erchara means Pasnish, and Pasnish pertains whether you have actually have the cash value or not. I mean, I can give you Shalom, but Chveis, a Rebbe's daughter, an Admiral's daughter, whether she has money or not, whether she's actually coming up with the cash, such a daughter doesn't do Malach. Spas Malach. But here it's a super bas melech. This is Shitas the Rashba following tracking the Ra'ah. Rashi holds differently. As we saw, Rashi holds like the Avnei Miluim, that the Shvachais are Shlichim, a Medes Pimkaimam. I'm using the word Shlichis. Obviously, it's not a classic case of Shlich. It's just a Medes Pimkaimam. If a Medes Pimkaimam means you need to be a Medes Pimkaimam, which means you need to be around. It's all very nice to say Chmanisha Cheshuva, but that doesn't get the work done. I mean, if it's a case of Hanukkah, somebody's got to be married to a child. It's all very nice to say Ich bin a Rebbe Shekind, but that doesn't help with the Hanukkah. Someone has to be married to a child, and therefore you need the Shvachis. No Shvachis, then it defaults down to her doing it, but that's why you need to be actual, according to Shitas Rashi, Mach Mr. Shvachis Ben Poyo. At Kanra Vaisai, let's chazer. Based on the Lashon of the Gemara of Arachara, the three Shitas in the Rishayim, as to the Ptur of Achmas Shvachis, Kirof Akash Adav Nemeluim, which, why does Gemara have to bring up the Shaila of Orcha? Earlier we said two Shvachis, Ptur from Anaka. And the three Mahalchim, what that Ptur is based on. Avnei Miluim says, Shvachais Emedes Bimkaima Isha. And we saw this tracked earlier back to Rebbeinu Shimshon. Ritva says the Ptur is because the Aldash Kain Nasa, therefore the Baal, in a way, was sort of Michael any work by the Isha. And the Ritva says, Lav Orech Ara Lassis Malach. And the Achrayim go to work in Nafkaminis between these three Shitas. The Brichas of Ram says Nafkamina is, if the Baal is the Aisher, if the Ptam is Rul Lav Orech Ara, still Lav Orech Ara. According to other Tamim, why should she be Potter? The Baal can afford it. The Mishnah Malach then says b'shitas aramim that Torah b'shach is only if they were there b'shas nesuin. The Ritva, with shitasai, talks about where he brought many, many shvachos, and the well-known dicta of Eliezer that even if she has many shvachos, she still should be working, because otherwise leaves today zima. And therefore we found other nafkaminis on Hadafa, who owns the Hadafa, and the last nafkamina was, according to Shitas Rashi, that leichnis leimamish royal lahachnis. What's the pshat in this? Does she actually have to bring it in or not? And l'chayre, this is also totally in the Shitas of the reason for the Batori, the Shitas Rishayim. Adkan, a little bit of an insight into the Ikrei Shitas Rishayim and Achrayim of the Sugya. We'll see you next week in Meretz Hashem as we move forward in these Sugyas of the Chiyuvim of Ishla. Everybody have a good weekend, Klal Yisrael. Siris Tevais and Makin Rachim, all the Shvuyim and everyone else. Everybody have a good day.